Hey guys, I thought I would get on here and talk about an interesting topic that I came up a few months ago. I was reading through some stuff, and it was regards to social media and something called micro-cheating. So if those of you out there who've never heard of micro-cheating before, micro-cheating refers to a form of sketchy lines being crossed, making it more gray of being like infidelity. That doesn't necessarily relate to physical cheating or emotional cheating per se. Unfortunately, since Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all these social media platforms have come out, it is now creating major problems in relationships. And psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors and therapists are now seeing a whole new level of indiscretion and forms of infidelity through social media. So I just want to remind you, if you are in a committed relationship with somebody, okay, you need to respect the boundaries of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate on the social media platforms. And that means this goes for both men and women. Okay, so I'm going to talk on both fronts here. But if you were the person that you were in a relationship and you were hiding stories from other people and women in particular, if you're a guy, hiding your stories from certain women on your social media, you haven't blocked them, but you're hiding stories from them, or women that are hiding their stories from certain guys so they don't know that they're in a relationship or they don't know what they're doing, or to prevent them commenting, that is micro cheating. Okay, that's one example. Another one is liking really inappropriate pictures of the opposite sex constantly, commenting on them, hearting them, having people comment back. This is a form of communication that you are creating through a stranger or another person that is not your partner. It is unacceptable and not okay. Period. When I hear people say, oh my God, she's just super insecure, you're just insecure, it's just social media, you need to shut your fucking mouth, because that's not the truth and that's not the case. You know, we didn't have this insecurity in relationships before. And because of social media and because of these boundaries being crossed and because of these lines becoming very gray instead of black and white, and feeling like you can hide behind this mask of being, well, it's fine, I'm not really doing anything, and getting away with the behavior, it's not okay. And that insecurity is being created by you. So if you are that person who likes to justify their behavior by liking pictures, commenting on photos, blocking other women from your stories so they can't see what you're doing, that is not fair to the partner and the person that you are with, and that is considered micro-cheating, and it needs to stop. It's disrespectful, period.
Many studies say that men and women both cheat on their partner equally. But if you classify what this woman is calling micro-cheating, then in my opinion, women are emotionally cheating much more than men. I would go so far as to say, if she is on social media, there is a very good chance she is micro-cheating. Social media is a cancer. The great thing about going your own way is no longer worrying about trying to keep tabs on your partner. You do not have to play mental gymnastics. You can live a stress-free life without a cheating 304.